Hey, Chad.
How you doing?
Chad, I guess, can you just talk about the preparation for the Patriots this week? What have you noticed or seen out of them so far in looking at film?
Well, I mean, definitely a lot of improvement from when we saw them last time. And, you know, the corners are a lot more confident, making a lot more plays. Obviously, the turnovers stand out at you with 36 turnovers. So the defense is producing on that side of the ball.
Chad, just looking at it from as a fellow quarterback, you know, Tom Brady sets the NFL record last week for most consecutive passes without interception. From as a fellow quarterback, can you just talk about how unique that is or just how difficult that is? Can you put that in perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a remarkable accomplishment for what he's done and protecting the ball and just making smart decisions with it. And, you know, it's definitely hard to do in this league with, you know, a lot of good players on the other side of the ball. And, you know, there could be some mishaps on the offensive side where a guy falls down or anything like that. But it's pretty remarkable how he sets it that high. And, you know, it's a good thing for us young quarterbacks to look at and protect the ball and try to get to that point.
Chad, on Brady again, the Patriots don't have an offensive coordinator. Does it look to you sometimes as though Brady becomes the on-field offensive coordinator in a way, based on what you've seen on films and things?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, Tom's in charge at all times out there, audibling in and out of plays and getting them in the best plays. And, you know, that's why their offense is, you know, rated how they are and ranked how they are, because he makes them go.
Hey, Chad, for you, how have you handled the ups and downs of this season emotionally?
I mean, it's been tough, but you just get back and grind in the film room, understand your mistakes, and try to fix it that week, and really just stay, you know, positive about it, and just go out there and play your game and, you know, be confident in how you go about your things.
What have you learned the most about yourself, Chad? Obviously, you've had a lot of personal challenges to deal with professionally this year. What have you learned?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, mental toughness is a big thing about, you know, how I was brought up and, you know, how I play the game. So I think my mental toughness has stayed strong and just believed in, you know, myself and, you know, this team and tried to, you know, help out as much as I can.
Chad, what's the morale of the locker room like, especially considering how things have gone for you all in the last few weeks? Can you kind of describe what it's like going into this last week for you all?
I mean, it's definitely been tough for us and, you know, obviously a lot of disappointments, but I think, you know, our guys are into this game more than anything. I mean, we want to go on with an 8-win season and try to get out of the, you know, losing record column and improvement from last year. And, you know, we're going to play our hearts out for this game.
Chad, you know, right now the Patriots have clinched all that they can clinch, and there's some talk that maybe they may rest some of their starters. Is it your assumption that you will see the normal Patriots team that you would normally see, or are you sensing that you may see different faces there?
Well, I think, you know, we'll see the normal team just because, you know, everybody on that team's a competitor, and I think, you know, Coach Belichick is really, you know, on their guys strong to finish the season strong and get that 14th win. And, you know, have a good feeling going into the playoffs. So my feeling is that they'll play, and for us Miami Dolphins, we're practicing that they're going to play and play against us.
Thanks. Chad, what has made you such a strong road team?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we just kind of bring teams in the deep end. I think we keep it close at the end and, you know, try to pull it off at the end. But I think overall we play well on the road because we bond together. We play, you know, we just feel that we're the only team out there. And, you know, it's kind of backs against the wall mentality. And we just love that environment and we just respond well to that.
Chad, you mentioned earlier about the corners, how the defense overall just looks more confident. And looking at the corners now, I mean, how do they look different to you? How does the defense look different to you from when you faced them earlier this season?
Well, I think most of all, they're playing a little bit more, you know, man coverage out there. They're playing a little bit more post safety and getting a guy in the box to stop the run and letting those corners out on the island. And so that shows a little bit more confidence. And I think they're coming up more in press coverage and challenging receivers at the line of scrimmage rather than getting the access as they did before.
I know a lot of people have been critical of the Patriots, Chad, that they haven't been getting pressure on the quarterback, but it seems like in the last 3 or 4 weeks their front seven has been pressuring the quarterback and allowing them to play on an island a little bit back in the secondary. Do you see that?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's some pressures out there that you got to be aware of as a quarterback, and you know they're generating a lot of turnovers, and that's because of that front seven getting a lot of push and pressure on the quarterback. So, you know, it's a good thing for them, and you know, for a quarterback, you have to just be aware of where they're coming from and get the ball out quickly.
Chad, are you the quarterback of the future for the Dolphins?
I mean, right now I don't know where that is, but I just got to worry about this game and how I play in this game.
Okay, thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chad.